This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
He's almost in. He's on the road. He's with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Advanced Medicine starts officially now. MedicalRewind.com for all the archives. And where are we going? For all of you live listeners, you have an advantage today because we are announcing immediately following the Robert Scott Bell Show this evening a special webinar open only for those of you who have signed up through mango4health.com. Invitation code 1358. We'll give you more information on that. Q&A, a special Q&A session with Dr. Batar you do not want to miss. Dr. Batar, welcome back, my friend. Be safe on the road, please.
I am being safe on the road, Robert. Thank you again. I just wanted to ask you a question. Do you have any idea how many people have done what all the marketing gurus said would never happen? Take a wild guess how many people joined IADFW.
Well, I just need to reiterate that the marketing people said that no one would sign up because it's too difficult. People aren't going to answer the questions and check off the blocks that you know to be part of the membership of this private organization. And of course, they were wrong. As usual, the experts were wrong.
Yeah.
It's not hundreds;
exactly.
It could be thousands.
Yeah, but it's over 1,600. So I'm very pleased, and this comes back to what we've discussed before. The awareness of the general public is exponentially increasing. There are a lot of clicks, a lot of hoops to jump through, a lot of pages that they had to go through and agree before they could become members. But it's a testament to the intelligence of the listening audience that they understood the value of what they were doing and understood also the necessity of why we were having them do this. So I commend the listeners, and I would venture to say, Robert, that our listeners are far more intellectually superior than the listeners of most radio shows and most people out there. So I think we have a higher intelligence quotient in our listening audience.
But at the same time, not elitist in any way, shape, or form. Very welcoming of the intelligence, the engagement of discussion at the levels we get to do it. And, of course, they also have a good sense of humor because they laugh with us and sometimes even at us, particularly at me.
if it is elitist in any way,
yes,
then it's elitist in the sense that our audience is elitist. In other words, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about us as a, not you and me, but us as a group of people,
mm-hmm,
because you have to understand that people that are listening to us, they must be more aware. They must,
yes,
be more cognizant of what's going on around them. They must be more realizing of the actual situation as opposed to the facade, as opposed to,
mm-hmm,
the things that most people would take for, you know, they think to be conspiratorial, they think to be, oh, it's not, it's, you know, poo-poo, or whatever the case may be. So my point is that the audience has to be more aware and more cognizant of their environment and what's going on. And that's just how I feel, at least. I think that.
Well, I think, you know, we take comfort in being able to see through the illusion. We don't take comfort in the illusion, being able to see clearly, you know, what has been descended over our eyes to entrap us, to enslave us. And, you know, let's face it, a lot of folks not so comfortable with that anymore. And
right,
recognizing that a lot of folks are, but we're not talking about or to them necessarily. Those of you who are ready, taking the steps with us, been doing advanced medicine for years together here, and of course taking that step to activate, you know, if you go to mango4health, the number 4health.com, if you look in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, there's an invitation code because you just can't sign up. You, in order to become a member, you have to be invited. and that allows you to come into a place, a private association, where there is now the full-on activation of freedom of speech without reservation, where we can discuss things there that we can't even do on this show.
I think the biggest thing is that people don't have their heads in the sand anymore, and especially our audience has their head way out of the sand. They're much more aware, and they're not afraid to open the door and let the light shine in, because that's the one thing. Once you stepped into the light from the darkness, you can't ever go back into the darkness.
Yeah, unless you take lots of drugs approved by the FDA.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we are not doing. So there, take that. By the way, I thought it was a funny story about NASA utilizing colloidal silver on the space station, acknowledging Russia's been doing that for years as well because it eradicates all microbes in the water. And yet the FDA, you know, I was thinking they're going to send a rocket ship up to put a halt to that because they don't want to allow anybody to say the truth about what silver can do down here on planet Earth.
Well, silver has been one of the oldest, as we've already discussed many times before, but also one of the oldest things even used in conventional medicine. And you know silverdine, which is the drug of choice for burns, which was developed where I did my surgical training at the Institute of Surgical Research at Brooke Army Medical Center. Silverdine is the mainstay, the first therapy that's used in any type of burn trauma patient, first, second, or third degree burns. And
right.
It's all silver-based. In fact, that's why it's called silverdine. So, but it's a drug.
Yep. Well, exactly, and that's the thing when doctors are so ill-equipped because either they don't have the time or inclination to look beyond the limitations of their training and recognize that their own profession uses a lot of the things that some in their profession will trash and say there's no scientific evidence to support.
Right, exactly. I think copper is actually one of the similar types of things that they used to use that copper that way, too. And copper actually does have bactericidal.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of like where silver takes off at the top end of the fungal scale, where higher order fungal species or parasites, it doesn't have as much impact. Copper comes right in there, and it has some crossover into where silver also is an antimicrobial, but it has an even higher impact, if you will, against parasitic species. So it's very complementary.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting that there's a couple of different minerals that way that actually have an effect that way. If you think about selenium, for example, selenium is a very powerful antioxidant. Copper is very important. There's also these minerals that we've discussed before. But now when you start looking at the opposite end of the spectrum, if you take selenium in too high of a concentration, it can have an oxidative effect, as can copper, as can silver. But silver, you have to be really, really high up there before you actually have any type of detrimental effect. But copper and selenium, such as have antimicrobial components too. You know, everybody thinks of silver and they kind of naturally think silver is antibacterial, antiviral. But copper and to a lesser extent selenium, I don't think most people realize that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, obviously, you know how I feel about selenium. The science is so well studied, too, much less I've seen it clinically work extraordinary in the appropriate form and dose. It's just as powerful at micrograms that, you know, the vitamin C has to do in grams. And that's not knocking vitamin C. These are different things. But, they, you know, there are many ways to get where we want to go is the point. And that's what we like to be able to encompass all of that, bring it all in, and share clinically what is working the most efficiently. And that's part of what the Q&A, of course, will hit in the webinar just following the live broadcast here of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Bitar. And, of course, go to Mango for Health. Sign up. You still have time. You can be part of it. This great Q&A coming up. Now, I didn't mean we were going to go into the antibiotic thing, but I thought that silver thing was sort of funny with FDA not having jurisdiction in space. But there's a story here about a trio of failed antibiotics. They threw them all together, this three-drug combination. They don't work on their own, but let's throw them together. And they found that suddenly, hey, look, it's working against MRSA. And I'm thinking, you know what? It's got to be so toxic, it's obliterating all healthy cells as well, because that's what the antibiotics were doing to begin with before there was resistance.
What were the three antibiotics?
Here, let me look in here. It says, let's see, I'm hoping they'll list it. I'm going down, three drugs. They keep saying three drugs, and they don't give me the names.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because, you know, if it's methyl-resistant Staph aureus, then theoretically any antibiotic would not be effective. For example, the penicillins, the macrolides, the cephalosporins, the fluoroquinolones.
Here, I found the name.
Okay.
I found the three. It's called meropenem, piperacillin, and tazobactam. They're beta lactams.
Yeah, so the last one, it seems like it's a supplement fosfazole type drug, possibly. The second one was penicillin. What was the first one?
Meropenem.
That sounds like that may be a penicillin class, too. I'm not familiar
with
they're
saying
one,
that they admitted, Dr. Bitar, that they haven't worked for decades, but somehow the three of them together, and you know, let's say what they are. The three of them together become so toxic that temporarily they might be able to defeat the genetic expression against methicillin. You know, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be an any different outcome.
Yeah, but you got to remember what they're talking about too. They're seeing a decrease in the virulence of that particular species of whatever the methyl resistant staph aureus, and if it's methyl resistant staph aureus we're talking about. They see a reduction in the virulence of it, but that doesn't mean that it's eradicating it. If, in fact, anything, it's probably allowing it to mutate and adapt so that it becomes more resistant. In fact, the whole reason it's called methyl resistant staph aureus is because it's resistant to the antibiotic class of drugs. So now if you're giving it something that has a temporary evasion, well, that doesn't mean anything. All that means is it's temporary. It's allowing it to further mutate, further become adaptogenic and mutagenic, and then become more resistant, and now you've got even a worse situation on your plate.
Oh, I agree. I mean, this is indeed where it's going. It's only a matter of time before the resistance is developed to this. I mean, people have asked me why there hasn't been resistance developed to silver. And I said, well, there's so many pathways that silver works. It's not just a unifocus, if you will, like they have with engineered drugs. And, of course, they're kind of trying to mimic, I think, that by saying, well, if one doesn't do it, let's throw three at it. It'll be toxic for a while until it finds a way to survive. Because what? Nature always finds a way.
Right, exactly. I think also one of the things to remember is that many of these drugs, they inhibit pathways. They block the metabolic process continuing. So the inherent physiological principles that are at play are being compromised in an individual when you're using these various types of drugs. Whereas a natural substance enhances pathways. So silver has many immuno stimulant properties as well. So there's a difference in, and if you were looking at this as a car, you're talking about a natural substance more often than not. I mean, the general rule, this isn't 100% absolute, but generally speaking, it's moving forward. So it'd be like putting the car in drive versus antibiotics or some type of drug, putting it in reverse.
Right, exactly. Listen, we got to take a break here. Advanced Medicine is on. You can catch it the archives, of course, at medicalrewind.com, as well as here at our syndicator, GCN, and naturalnewsradio.com. Check it out. We got a lot more healing to go. What is the number one ailment impacting soldiers? Next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If someone were to ask me what is the number one health problem soldiers face, I almost, and Dr. Batar, you can obviously chime in on this. I'd say that they're being destroyed by vaccines the moment they sign up, the moment they come in. But this HuffPost article says it's sleep. They're not sleeping enough. What's your perspective? You've also been a soldier. I guess once a soldier, always a soldier. But you have perspective on this as well.
I think that the statement that the number one problem is sleep disorder, not vaccine injury, would possibly be highly suspect. And the reason I say that is because how do we know that the vaccine, the incredible number of vaccines that they're inundated with, are not actually causing a physiological disruption, which eventually leads to a sleep disorder as well as many other disorders?
Right, right. Yeah, no, it is exactly right, because they don't study that. I mean, what's the impact of all of these experimental vaccines on soldiers when they go in there? Does it increase the likelihood of PTSD, right? What about the sleep disorder in the relationship? What other ailments do we talk about? Headaches. Headaches, number one A, if you will, with the sleep disorder issue.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's so many different things. Obviously, you've got the trauma, the scene, the emotional disruptions they're going through, the separation from their family, from their loved ones for extended periods of time. You know, facing the potential outcome of losing their life, being in a hostile environment, having a constant stress of the flight fight, the constant sympathetic overdrive that they have to deal with. So all these things are going to contribute to the post-traumatic aspect, but also the anxiety aspect that may prevent sleep. And then, of course, you've got on top of that just the entire problem with the whole drive system in the body being constantly in overdrive. Kind of like think of it as an engine that's running and you're revving it constantly, it's hard for that engine to then shut down when it needs to shut down. It's constantly on the alert. So these things, and then you, of course, talk about the physiological response, the increase in heart rate, the increase in blood pressure, the increase in peripheral vascular resistance that the heart has to overcome. All these things are going to lead to potential disruptions of sleep. Or
so what would,
they're going to be manifested as disruptions.
So what would we offer? I mean, if for insomnia, the pharmacological response is here's an Ambien, here's a Lunesta, here's a tranquilizer. What can we do to these troops? Of course, we would say, how do we detoxify the garbage that's in their system so that they can actually recover?
Well, even these people that are being prescribed these drugs, even these people, let's not talk about soldiers just for a second, even the people that are getting these drugs, that's their essential problem, is that their entire metabolic process has been shifted. They're toxic. And so a raw nerve is going to be more sensitive, so they're not going to basically be able to downregulate and sleep and rest and recharge their batteries. And so then you basically blunt their response with drugs. Well, it's the same thing that's happening with the soldier, but you're absolutely right. The key, the answer here is detoxification and then mineral repletion, you know, the nutrient aspect. So as with everything, when we talk about cancer, for example, it's either one, a nutrient depletion, or two, a toxicity, usually a combination of both. There's no difference here. It's the same type of thing. It may be affecting different pathways, but it's either one, a micronutrient deficiency, or two, more than likely a toxicity, and usually both, combination of both.
Hmm. Now, I know there are people that differ in their sleep patterns that may still be healthy, I imagine, because I know you have some you don't sleep as much as the average bear, as far as I can remember in interacting with you, Dr. Bitar, over the years. I tend to like to sleep a solid night through, and then I'm up and at 'em. If I get sleep deprived at a certain point, I won't say I'll start hallucinating, but I'll get pretty silly until I go, I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm not functioning anymore.
Well, it's you're right, but part of it's also a learned adaptive behavior. So all during my emergency medicine years and before that general surgery residency, my body got very used to getting by with just a couple hours of sleep. And it's not that I don't like to sleep. I love to sleep. It's just that I need 28 hours in a day, and there's only 24. Mm-hmm. God, in his infinite wisdom, only put 24 hours in a day. And for whatever reason, I just need to get 4 extra hours, so I just reduce the sleep aspect, but it's an adaptive response. People can to it. Not that that's good, or not that that's a desired thing, but the essential part of sleep that you need is the rapid eye movement phase, which you're getting about 30 to 45 minutes in an 8-hour sleep cycle. I believe that I'm getting closer to an hour and a half, you know, off of REM sleep, so I get that restful sleep. But we'll talk about that when we come back from break, because this is an important part about sleep.
Sure. Yeah, we'll hit the sleep cycle a little bit more. Not putting you to sleep just yet, because there's a big webinar afterwards for all of y'all who signed up at Mango for Health, mangoforhealth.com. It's up. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Sign up right now, and you can be part of that Q&A with Dr. Bitar following the show this evening.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you who have already signed up at Mango 4 Health and are now members of the IADFW, you will be accessing a Q&A session webinar with Dr. Rasha Bitar immediately following the show this evening. But the question is, do you know how to do it? If you're already a member, Dr. Bitar, is it easy? Is it hard? How will they find the webinar that we're going to crank up?
It's actually very easy, Robert, to just sign into their account on the IADFW site through advancedmedicineinfo.com or through their Mango site. It doesn't matter which site, same username, same password. And when they get to the mango site, just look to the right-hand side, and they should see a link there for registering for the webinar. And that's it. And
okay.
They'll get the link. Yeah, they'll get the information sent to their email, and they can just sign in.
Good. And if you haven't signed up yet for go to mangoforhealth.com, the invitation code for Robert Scabell Show listeners, unique to you, to us, 1358. Sign up now. You'll still get in on time. And by the way, it's a dollar membership for life instead of $99 per year because you're invited because of this show, because of Dr. Batar. He's so awesome. Now, the sleeping. It's not time to sleep just yet. But the insomnia issue, it's a real issue. It's a crisis of all kinds of things that can happen when you don't get the adequate sleep. And I appreciate your discussion of the what you call the adaptive response, and there are ways to drive deeply into REM if you've trained yourself to do so. But insomnia is a real problem for a lot of folks.
Absolutely, Robert. In fact, when I was in college, I remember I suffered from insomnia. I couldn't sleep. Do you want to have a guess as to how I got over my insomnia issue?
More coffee.
No, actually, you know, I don't drink coffee, but it's interesting. There was two components. The first phase was actually a relaxation tape that I got. It's called through Psycho-Cybernetics. I essentially read this book and learned to relax from starting with the toes and going all the way up. It's almost like a meditative technique when you lay in bed. But the other thing that I found that was really, really effective was reading my physics textbook. It knocked me out.
It was, are you sure it wasn't metaphysics?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't metaphysics. Actually, I hated physics when I was in college, but then when we got ready to take the MCAT during junior year, I realized that physics is my weakest subject. And so while getting ready for the MCAT, I not only learned physics better, but I learned that I love physics. And it's my last year of college, my senior year, I took four different physics courses, 500-level courses, and got A's in them, which was, you know, unheard of. So people thought I was a mutant. But promise, I think my professors were boring in this. The original professors were boring in physics. But the point is that if you get something that you have a hard time concentrating on, or something that you don't find interesting, something that you essentially find boring for whatever reason, start reading it. So if you're a male and you find cooking boring, pick up a cookbook and start reading it. Or, you know, if you're a woman and you find, you know, working underneath the engine of a car boring, pick up a book on engine repair or something like that. Whatever the case is, just find something that causes you to start to lose focus and kind of daydream. And that's really the whole point, is that your mind starts to shut down. It starts to relax, starts to go into that
other
world, if you will, and helps you relax. Exactly.
Yeah. I appreciate that technique as well. And, of course, adaptogens to rebuild the adrenals that may have burned out through the insomniac years. I know there's a lot of rebuild that has to be done. And, of course, if you haven't read the international best-selling book by Dr. Asha Batar, you can learn how to do that there as well, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Dr. Batar, of course.
That book will not help them get insomnia, though. That book will keep them too awake, but they probably
that's
don't
true.
Want to read that book.
I was wanting them to rebuild their bodies at that point. That was my motivation there.
I got you.
Now, not to be outdone by Angelina Jolie and her desire to teach women how to remove body parts before they're cancerous because of genetic biomarkers, there's a new study published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. Researchers at Jefferson and three other institutions reviewed clinical records of almost 400 men who had undergone radical prostatectomies and found 20 genes known as biomarkers associated with prostate cancer. Uh-oh, here we go again. They are now going to try and convince men to have their prostate removed should they test positive for any one of these 20 biomarkers.
You know, I had this patient that came to me recently, Robert, and he's actually a listener of the show. He's been a listener of the show for some time now, from what I understand, and he knew about our clinic beforehand, but became an avid listener, loves the show, by the way, and he had been diagnosed with prostate cancer, and the family practice doctor that diagnosed him referred him to an oncologist, and he saw a urological surgeon. They wanted to do their surgery. They wanted to do some other thing. They wanted to do the seed implant with radiation pellets. And he was like in his mid-70s. He's an avid cyclist, works out regularly. And he asked me, honestly, he said, you know, what should I do? Should I have my prostate taken out? And the problem is with the prostate, there's so many components, so many aspects of the prostate, very similar to a female's uterus, that we don't understand all the roles. And to remove that body part, the problem is you can't put it back in. So prostate cancer is such a slow-growing cancer anyway, it would be foolish to have it removed, because once a person's had a radical prostatectomy, they're never going to be able to have a normal erection again, and they're always going to have incontinence. Now, on the counterpoint, let's say that they don't end up doing the radical prostatectomy, and they leave the cancer in there. It is such a slow-growing cancer anyway. It's going to take 15 to 20 years before it's going to have any other detrimental detrimental effect. If the first 70, you're going to be 90 before you're going to actually have something that's going to really affect you. Some people would argue with you about that, but I'm talking about without any treatment. Now you add, if you do some type of treatment that is going to be not chemo, non-radiation-based, non-surgical-based, and improve your health by better nutrition, detoxification, and do some other aspect of therapy that can help to reduce the oncogenic process, you're going to have just as long lifespan as anybody else. Dr. Dawes in Germany did a study, and he was actually giving a presentation over 10, 12 years ago, and I remember the one thing that he said is that when they did the study, they took out, they compared men that had their prostate taken out for cancer versus patients that left the prostate in place, and they found that the people that had radical prostatectomy, for whatever, you know, same cancer, same everything else, the people that had the radical prostatectomy had a 18-month post-surgical mortality rate versus the other group having something like a 3.5-year lifespan after being diagnosed with cancer. So from the point of surgery, same cancer, same stage, but from the point of surgery, the people that had surgery lived only a year and a half versus the other group that lived 3.5 years. So that's the mean age. So that was an average of 2 years increased lifespan by doing nothing.
Unbelievable, but it is believable. It's just so typical of the resilience, if you will, and I don't say that positively, of those who have this agenda to keep frightening us into believing that we've got genetic causes, primary causes of cancer, and that if you have a genetic biomarker, it means that cancer is going to manifest in your body, completely neglecting environment, completely neglecting toxicological assault burden, and neglecting mineral deficiencies, etc.
Yeah, and this is a very, very important point for the listeners, for our audience to at least understand, and that is that it is not the genetic marker that defines your chances of getting cancer. The genetic marker may be an impaired detoxification aspect. It may be a pathway issue, whatever that is. It is the environmental trigger, just as you said, Robert. It is the environmental trigger on board that genetic bioindividuality uniqueness that causes the oncogenic process to start, that causes whatever the problem is to occur.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the men will fall for it. It's not that I think men are smarter than women. I just think that they appreciate the function of that area of the body perhaps more than some women who have been frightened into by a very patriarchal, male-dominated kind of non-intuitive kind of medicine that says, oh my gosh, it's your organs that are the cause of your cancer. If we could just remove those organs, you won't have the problem that maybe your sister, your aunt, your mother had, and that fear of those experiences impacting upon them. And they say, we're fear-mongering because we promote natural medicine and detoxification, when they're the fear-mongers who are promoting removal of body parts that God gave us.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the point. And if you, as a listener, understand that the whole agenda is that of taking away your power, and you retain your power by not allowing that information to mislead you and paralyze you with fear, then by definition, you've already won.
Absolutely, absolutely incredible. But again, this is why we've got to do what we do. This is why advanced medicine happens here on the Robert Scott Bell Show each week, and also why the IADFW was formed, a private association, so you can go further into your discussion, our discussion of the things that bring the power to heal back to each and every one of you where it belongs. And that's why this Q&A with Dr. Bitar is going to be occurring after the show this evening. So we're just going to post up on social networks how you sign up if you haven't already done so, so you can get plugged in immediately. And remember, you have to be part of the association to get the kind of insight and information that we can't release to the public, because there are prohibitions in discussing the things we want to talk to you about.
Right, Robert. Also, I want to say that the first free gift was basically posted online And from what I understand, we had a tremendous response in the webinar that I did with Dr. Sherry Tempany and Dr. Victor Marcial Vega regarding vaccines. I believe the name of the webinar was Panacea or Pandora. And so that was a webinar that people had to pay to access. And for IADFW members, it's completely free. And that's also online right now at the membership site. I think it's on the left-hand side on the different bars that show the different programs that they have access to without any charge.
Excellent, excellent. Now, in terms of remedying prostate issues, I don't want to boil it down to one thing because there's always more than one thing. Obviously, I find selenium deficiency is very common in these men. There are homeopathic remedies, including Sabal, which is known as the saw palmetto in non-homeopathic forms. And there are things within the plant, mineral, and even animal kingdoms that can be used medicinally to help heal the prostate for men and reverse these so-called PSA numbers, which aren't even accurate determiners of ill health, specific because the prostate-specific antigen is not specific to the prostate.
That's exactly right. We see prostate-specific antigen in women with breast cancer. Well, women don't have a prostate, so then why are they having this marker that shows prostate-specific antigen when if it's truly specific to prostate, then it would only be evident in a human being that has a prostate, females don't. So that's a very, very good point, too. And also for members of the IADFW, they do have something on the site that I can't talk about, but,
yes, that can help there. Let's just say that can help there. Exactly. By the way, there's a connection between the heart and the gut. Stomach bacteria associated with good health or bad health with the heart. We'll get to that as well. Lots more healing to go in one short segment before the Q&A webinar with Dr. Bitar for members that have already signed up. But go sign up now. MangoForHealth.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're getting close to the launch of the webinar with Dr. Bitar following the show. If you're listening live here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 Eastern Time, p.m., and, of course, Sundays 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern Time. And right now, as we kick off our Mondays, Advanced Medicine, medicalrewind.com, another great place to access the archives, hundreds of hours now of great healing information. And we were talking prostate health, Dr. Bitar. You know, here's an example of a place where I'd want to come out and say, this is directly what you can do. Here's something you can take, and you will reverse, for instance, prostate cancer. And we're limited in some to some degree in saying those things out in the public domain. Yet getting into a private association, suddenly now you're outside of that public health domain, and you can speak more freely. And it's a place where we need to be together to reveal these kinds of information, the things that people can access.
You're absolutely right, Robert, and I'm hoping that you and I, as well as some of the other people, will be able to get on at least once a week and do a video for our IADFW members. And maybe it's not once a week, maybe it's once every 2 weeks, but so that we can truly 100% candidly speak from the heart without any restrictions, without feeling concerned about.
Yes. Now, if we were to conclude this afternoon and evening, depending on where you're listening right now, we have to go to the microbiome. So much more is being learned about the gut ecology and how these microbes impact every aspect of our health, not just immunity, digestion, neurotransmitters, fat levels, lipid levels in the blood. In fact, a new study is finding that the microbiome critical for heart health, 34 microorganisms now identified in the human digestive tract that may influence a person's weight and blood lipid levels. The more diverse the ecology, if you will, the more healthy the levels appear to be. Now, you and I, Dr. Bitar, we talk off the air about this as well. You know, it's not like we don't use or promote probiotics, but the reality is we've got to heal the body. We've got to get the body in the right shape to accept the right balance, if you will, or this ecological variety that they're saying is so critical for good health, including good heart health.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that have an impact on heart health. We know that oral health has a tremendous impact on heart health. In fact, they say that 95% of all chronic diseases come from the mouth. So we know that cardiologists always recommend for doing any dental procedures, or actually, excuse me, dentists always recommend for doing any dental procedures to do prophylactic antibiotics. Not that we agree with that necessarily, but the reason is that the potential for endocarditis, some of those types of conditions. But the heart, in fact, there's a study there's a number of studies that I show on a slide on the 7 toxicity presentation, the faction of toxicity. When I talk about the opportunistic, the bacteria, the viruses, the spirochetes, mycoplasma, yeast, etc., and that particular slide has various studies that have been done to show the opportunistic relationship to cardiovascular disease. I don't know whether you remember some years back, chlamydia being associated with atherosclerosis and starting the actual inflammatory cascade that contributes to heart disease.
Yes.
There's been a lot of there's a lot of different viral components that have been actually discussed with that view. There's been all sorts of different studies done showing various types of pathogens and how those pathogens have been postulated to start to initiate the atherosclerotic plaque formation, the atheroma formation. We know that part of that is also the microvascular damage caused by the heavy metals as far as the oxidative stress is concerned, but we also know that there's a tremendous amount of pathogens that also contribute to that.
Yeah, exactly. And it isn't about just killing bad guys, right? If you kill the bad guys, like we talked about with the triple strength antibiotics that used to not work, now they work suddenly for MRSA, you destroy the not only the flora but the fauna. You destroy the gut integrity that allows for the viable thriving of the microbiome, which is so critical to more and more things as we're learning. And the more they discover, the more they realize we didn't know stuff about how much we rely on the bacterial world. And so the terrain, like Antoine Béchamp said, is everything. The germ is little or nothing. In the big picture, when you have the terrain in order, what happens is the manifestation of health, of vitality, of life.
That's absolutely right. And I think that just being aware of it is putting us far ahead of the curve. Well, a lot of people don't even realize that, but just putting us ahead of that, puts us far ahead. Robert, I know we're coming down to the bottom of the hour. I just want to say to the listeners, for the people that are IADFW members, there is something specific for their prostate, for prostate health on the IADFW. So check that out, because it's something more beneficial than anything else.
Yeah, we'll see you on the seminar. In the meantime, the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.